small portions of the Bible seem to encapsulate the whole plan of God and the whole plan of God for all mankind, isn't it? It's such rich in that little nugget of truth is so precious to all of us. So thank you for that, John. Just to set a little bit of expectation as we bring this session to a close and have the closing thoughts, I will be looking towards you all for a suggestion of a scripture or two to go away with in this time. So if you can set your minds to that subject matter. Also, we will be having hymn 94, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. And we will also be giving thanks, and there will be a word of prayer to be done. And also, I thought it'd be nice to have a little poem read to him that overcometh at some stage during these 10 minutes that we've got. So I'm going to hopefully pass it to Julia, who hopefully will read it when I tell her. But in this closing session, we do wish to give thanks. And I'm hoping that you'll help me with a list of all the people that we've got to be thankful for. But I will give us a start, and I'll say we're going to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for all he's done for us at this conference. So if you'd like to shout out people such as pianists that we've got to be thankful for, then hopefully we can make a complete list without missing out anybody who served us this week at this Bible Students Fellowship Conference. So anybody got some other suggestions of people to thank? Thank you, Irene. Yes. Yes, those that did the accommodation and the accommodation secretary, yes. Thank all brothers been able to come and serve. Thank you, Peter. Yes, it was lovely to have a change. Yes, I think it was a bit of a shame we didn't know earlier. I'm sure we could have put her to work a lot earlier. And if I may make this opportunity to thank the pianist coordinator, because it does take some coordinating and it does take the stress and strain off some of the serving brothers. So thank you for that as well. Any other groups we'd like to help? No, thank. Yes, all the technology people. We've had two brothers sitting at the back running the technology table. And so you're very grateful for them and for all those that bought some of the technology that they have used also. Because they've needed to use the equipment that other people have bought and had for the use of the brethren. So thank you also for those that provided some of the technical things that our two brothers have been able to use. Thank you, those that looked after the children. Thank you for that, Peter. The staff that have assisted us. Yes, thank you for that, Mabel. Yes, the serving brothers. Yes, Helen. Yes. Thank you. Yes, for all the people that have travelled long distance to be with us and make it special in that way. Yes, thanks for all those that have travelled long and difficult journeys in order to be here. So unless that's anything else, I think hopefully we've covered. But if there's anybody who feels underappreciated, it's just because we're a little bit tired and we're kind of not quite concentrating well enough to make sure that everybody has been thanked. And also, the room's just tapped the microphone, which just reminds me, all those that have taken around the microphone have also been a big help. And those that are going to be working on the greeting sheet, well done, Helen. And thanks for the children to being themselves and being so lovely to teach as well. Thanks for them also. And I believe somebody's been assisting the accommodation secretary, so that wants to be thanked for as well, because it's not a job that one person can really do on there, and it is a two-person job. Thank you, Helen. You were more observant and correct than I was. Okay, so we have done our thank yous to all those that have served us in some way, shape or form. So before I ask you for your choice of hymn scripture to go away with, would you now, Julia, read the poem To Him That Overcometh, because I think it relates to the subject matter of the week.
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me. This prize above all others doth the Master offer thee. How can I e'er attain it? Have faith and hope and love. Show forth thy willing service in labour for my Lord. The foes of life surround me. Discouragement comes in, and Satan says in triumph, don't think that you can win. Then comes that blessed assurance, thou dost not walk alone. Be but an overcomer, and thou shalt share my throne.
Thank you, Julia. So, brethren, do we have a couple of suggestions for a scripture to go away with? Hold fast that which is good. And that should be in our program somewhere. Yeah. See if we can look it up quickly.
We've got a program.
Okay, so there's three of them, I believe, with hold fast. It's either Revelation 2 and 25, Revelation 3 and 3, or Revelation 3 and 11. See if we can manage to find the most appropriate one, and the one that's closest to what our brother was asking for. Oh, go on, give it to me if you've got it there, Peter. First Thessalonians 5 and 21. That's First Thessalonians 5 and 21. No. Don't think it's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. Oh, yes, it is. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
Right.
Yep, sorry about that, not paying attention. Have we got a second scripture we might like to have, or are we just happy to have just that one? Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So we've got 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21 and Hebrews 13, 20 and 21.
Yeah.